Écoute là, un tel de même. Mais les lessons call hash, boys, or all hash water main. Boy, I'm back me a tad again. Holy chef, as it comes down, comes only through the tad again. Al Kankish, if it could be outside of Gamus, you feel a cabal, but callous, much of Tanakh light. But versus Mikuda, if he's close to the side of Gamus, he's Makasha, he can receive very easily all that he needs. Haina, Ashida, Saibonan, and 12 or children, that's if he's close to the side of Gamus. Our Kisha, who doch me at Sadik, but if he's distant from the side of Gamus, as I, Bola, Mikushi Gomel, this comes to him in a very difficult manner. He called me Kabal Ashida, Saibonan, left the Hamazal Shalai. Because each person receives a shiras of one according to his mazel. Yeah, mazel the kabul hashpoa me atzadik. Mazel is received the hashpoa from the tzadik emes. From Yishon, boim kol hashpois. Because from there come all the shefa from the mazolis. The mazolis receive in the tzadik emes. So male, when the person receives his mazel, receives the shefa through the mazel, it means it comes through the tzadik emes to the mazel, then to the person. The alkenk is shodochet me atzadik, and he is distant from the tzadik emes. Since he is distant to the muzzle, he has to use a lot of power to receive this shef from the tzaddik. Because he's distant from it. Therefore, we find many different types, different cases in this union. If times a person receives ashidus wealth, and when the wealth comes, he dies, and the ashidus was left over for his Yoshin, to his children who inherit. With Omim, who makes Ayadezershim the Kabbal Ashidus, at times he dies when he gets the Ashidus. The Gam Ibidus Ashidus. He doesn't even leave it over to the children, he even loses the Ashidus at the time of his death. There's also many different cases in this. Hukamur Lamoshul, for example, Kisha Echad Ritzelag Bia Masa Kovid, the person wants to lift a heavy weight. He puts all the strength into it to lift this masa because of its weight. Well, if Amen Magbiah Masa, at times he succeeds in lifting up the weight. Because of the strong effort that he placed into this to lift the weight, so his insides are torn out until he dies because of this. Still, it could be that the masa, the weight remained in his hand. That even though he tore his insides out, still he succeeded in holding the masa in his hand, because once in his hand already, there's only one third of the difficulty in carrying. Moran Saita says that a person could carry three times as much as he could lift up. Well, if Omim Machmash Nidlash Bekiboy, Nopal Masa Miyodi, at times because his insides were torn out, so even the masa itself falls from his hand. So it means that this person died because of the fact he lifted up the weight, and then he dropped the weight too, so he died, and he didn't have anything left because the weight also fell. He had nothing to give his children. And they came by now, so too, in the former case. Because the muzzle has to use so much effort, too much power to receive the shefa from the tzaddik. Because he is so distant from the tzaddik, there can be all these different cases because of this. But what? The person could receive the mazel, the shefa from the mazel, but he'll die because of it. He'll have the ashidus left over to his children, or he'll have the ashidus for a moment and he'll lose that too. I will have mikudah the tzaddik, but one is mikudah the tzaddik emes. As I in have mazel tzarech lasses like kayach, and the mazel doesn't require such a big effort. Is so close to him, he gets the ashidus to cowl easily. I will call him, but despite all this, the following times, the person will take it come close to the tzaddik, the ayadizer over the ashidus. Still, because of his escalus, he'll first lose the ashidus. What's the reason? That Abinazar says he should know. Tom is, because he comes close to the tzaddik, he sees something that's very high and precious. Even though he himself doesn't see it, he's not masig this inyan, but mazle, his nefesh, is masig the greatness, the holiness of the tzaddik. Because his mazle, his nefesh, sees this precious thing in Nalam, the very high inyan of the tzaddik emes, this, so he throws away the ashidus, he doesn't want it anymore. Kamaya, for example, Misha Mesa Masa Shalafesh is a person who is carrying a load of copper. He sees another load of gold and precious diamonds. As I mashlech hakol, he throws away this whole mass of copper. He runs to grab the precious diamonds. He comes close to the tzaddik and sees the tzaddik which is more precious than the gold, pure gold and diamonds. As I mashlech hamazel ha'ashidus k'lachayad, so the mazel throws away the ashidus behind him. Certainly, if it's not just Mazlech Chalav, but if he himself is there to see it, to feel it, that the closeness of the Tzaddik is more precious than any Ashidus, as I know, Vaday Einim Ashkiach Al Momen Ve'eretzikal Ashidus, and surely he doesn't care about the money, he doesn't want Ashidus at all, because now he has money that's worth much more than Ashidus. This is the Sibba why a person, ordinarily we would say that coming close to the Tzaddik should bring him a lot of Shefa. Yet we find a case where a person throws away his Ashidus, loses Ashidus because he comes close to the Tzaddik. The reason is because he sees something that's so much more precious than all the Ashidus in the world. The value of the greatness, the Aliyah for himself in coming close to this tremendous light of the Tzaddik Emes is worth more than all the worldly Ashidus. Baruch Hashem. Benyel says, "Kishiyesh dinim chas v'sholim, when there are dinim chas v'sholim, when there are yisurim, or punishment, the suffering that comes down, azai hamidas hadin hayemachales hodim chas v'sholim." And the midas hadin, once it starts working against the person chas v'sholim, so it would go so far as to chas v'sholim wipe out the person. Aval hamidas hadin ein lo koyach lachales legamri. The midas hadin hasn't got the power to destroy a person completely. Hashem Razal the Gemara says, "Chitzai kolon behem ein kol." Chitzai achalavom. The Gemara dashes that my chitzin, the arrows that I will shoot, in Chas Hashem to the Jews, they will come to an end. The Jews will not come to an end because that's the midas hadin in the chitzin. That will go to the very end, but it hasn't got the power to destroy the person. Aval ha'odom yesh lo koyach lachalas legamri yischamei de Chas Hashem. But the odom of Al-Machida has a greater power to do harm even than the midas hadin shel malach. He has the power to mamish, literally wipe out a person that completely chas v'shol. Al ken kshayesh dinim al odom echad chas v'shol. Therefore, there are dinim against the person. Vo odom achav yoemid v'chelik alav. The second person comes in as chelik against this person who has dinim. Azai midas hadin is mistalikimim. The midas hadin leaves this person. Yehem reitzim yoseh sheyinkan b'yich odom. Because the midas hadin wants better that the second person should be chelik. Yesh la yeseh kaya kanal. Because this other Babachida has a bigger kach to do harm to this person than Midas Hadin. Okay, therefore, Mishu Tzadik Gobu, Mashkiach Tikkun Harlem. The person is a big Tzadik, and he cares about the Tikkun Harlem. His work is to second the island. Who chaylik the fa'omim b'kavona al Tzadik Echad, can have a salak by all the Midas Hadin Kanal. So he purposely is chaylik against another Tzadik, not to take away the Midas Hadin. Yismichu Allah, Shu Yinkam Yosef. Because the Midas Hadin will rely more upon this Tzaddik to do greater harm to the other Tzaddik. I will achakach, but afterwards, after the Midas Hadin is the Tzaddik, then this Tzaddik will begin to make the Machlaikas. After the Din is the Tzaddik, he does it with kindness, and he doesn't do Yisurim anymore to the Tzaddik. Zed Perish, this is a chapter, Pinchas ben Elozo, Heshiv is Chamosi, he took away my Kas, which means the Midas Hadin, Bikana Yaskinosi b'Seicham, but I sent my kina, the kas, into the Jews. Midas Adin. But like Chilisi, I didn't wipe out the Jews of the Midas Adin. I knew meaning. Pinchas Heshev is Hamas Hashem, the sealing in the Yisrael. Pinchas took off the anger of Hashem and took away the Midas Adin for Yisrael. I did a Shehu Lovash, the Komol, and Kavahem, because Pinchas was Mislavish in the Komol, in Kinas Hashem, to take the Komol against the Jews. Okay, Nestalku Hadinim Kanal. Therefore, the Dinim were immediately Nestalik, because they figured that Pinchas would do better than that. He'd do more harm than they did. Because Adinim Einam Yechel Lechalet, because Dinim couldn't wipe out entirely. Alkenheim Reitzim Yosek, Eshe Odom Reitzim Lincoln Canal. Therefore, they want better that a person should do it. Because I'm Lechalet Chalisius, but I'm Serbic Kinosi. And I'm Shebazem, my dear one, who had Taido, Gudel, had Taive, she also Pinchas Li Yisrael. This is the Taive that Pinchas did for the Jews. Bekana is Kinosi is Borach, when he took on Bekinas Hashem. Follow Vashnik Komolink and Bahem. And he was a Slavish in the midst of the Kama to avenge them for the Isa. Shibazet also lehem tevegedel, but this he did him a very big favor. He Yeah, Tamu, the reason is keep on like Chinesis, but I saw the Kinosi. I know should be Kinosi Midas initially. Goes through my kina, meaning my midas. Hadin Hashem says, "Eini mechalas bnei Yisrael." There is no koyach to mechalas to wipe out the Jews. Kimidas hadin ein bakoyach lechalas kol. Midas doesn't have the power to mechalas completely. Aval ha'odam kishenoi kim yesh lekoyach lechalas again mechazeshal. But a person when he takes the Torah has the power to be mechalas. Al kin also pinchas tayva the flow Yisrael. The Torah did a wonderful favor for the Jews. And mashalovash kina limkem behem ki ayinay zeh rofsam Yisrael koyach hadinim. Therefore, the Koyach HaDinim became weakened for the Jews. The Cheshvam, then thought that Pinchas Yikonem Yeshidim. Pinchas would take a bigger revenge from them. Pinchas who other, Yesh Lai Koyach Limpi Yeshidim, Achal Tzigam Yechad Shom. Pinchas is a person who has a Koyach as an Odom to take greater Nekamo than the Midas HaDin, to be Mechal and Gam Yechad Shom, the canal. Yalkein, Ayidei Zeh, Heshev, Pinchas is Hamasi, with seedlings in the canal. Therefore, through his taking Nekamo, so merely he made the Midas HaDin to leave. Be emes, but in truth, Pinchas bevadei ha'yirachu. Certainly, he was a rachu. Bevadei ha'kach ha'gladinim ha'alehim. Afterwards, when he saw that Mizdin left, so he himself didn't take the cover from the Jews. He made it lighter for them. So through his rachmonas, he saved the Jews then. Baruch Hashem. Put them in antagonism base. Benin also says, Da, Shino, Sheyesh, Bechinas, Orech, Ampin, Beklipo. There's a Bechinas, Klipo, Orech, Ampin. Ayin, Eitz, Chayim, Sharek, Klipos, Peregimu. Last Hechel, Eitz Chayim, after Hechel, look at the Ampin, you have the Hechel Abia. Shara Klippos, these all explain that there is an Orech Ampin, a Maladis, there is a Klippo in all the Elamus, Moshel. These all explain there that in the, that even in Elam HaAtzilus, there are Klippos too, the highest Elamus. Atzilus, Beria, Yitzira, and Asir. The difference in the Klippos in these four Elamus is, at Elam HaAtzilus, you have the Reiv is Taro, the Miyad is Klippos. Not only that, but there is no Taro is between the two. Klippos is separate. So, merely they don't affect the Kedusha. In Elam HaBriya, you have also the Miyad is Klippos, but there is already Taro is between the Klippos and the Kedusha. In the Elam HaYetzidos, you have Machza al Machza, half Kedusha and half Klippos. And there too, they are Me'ura. In the Elam HaAsiya, so you have the Reiv is Klippos, plus the fact that they are Nesariv. In the Melech, we have this Elam HaAsiya, is like Me'ayed is Mavis, that there is the Klippo is Shanet in Elam HaAsiya. Now, in these Elamis, you have the different Partsufim. Look for the Zayin Ampin, that's the Malchus. You have the Bok Tzavis, that's Zayin Ampin. You have Abba Ve'imo, that's Chochma and Bina. You have Orech Ampin, which Abba Ve'imo are Yenik. So you have the Klippos in all these. We can understand that a Klippo, that is Magia, the Klippo of Orech Ampin is a very harsh type of Klippo, because it's Magia to such a great height. Abinadal says of Misha Pageya Beisha and Bechina Zu, a person who meets a woman, this Bechina, this woman is of that type of Klippa, Walach Ampin, Koshelevi, he not so mea hira. Just meeting the woman alone is very difficult to be saved from a hira Veda Chasasho. The Af Em Yad Sim Einov, even if a person will close his eyes, Afa became Behold Sacha Yifnet is Damalai. Even no matter which side he turns to, so this thought, the Tmuna, will always appear before him, Chas Hashem. He Bechinas Orech Ampin Shel HaKlippo, because she's a Bechina of Orech Ampin. Zayin Ampin in plain Taich means small. Orech Ampin means a long, a large ponim. Shehem ponim aruchim, a long ponim. Yalkeim v'chol tzad sheyifnet is damalai, because the long ponim means that the face spreads out to all stodim, Chmono Tzman, and this ponim of Klippo will appear wherever he turns to. How can a person be saved from this hidhudin, be saved from this klipa? That I've been under the shenoshet stucker who stula gedela umay elis me oidli he notzul me hidhudin niyif. Stucker is a very great schooler and helps a person to be saved in nitzul from the hidhudin of niyif. Ach, afa pikein osu ismech hazeh, still it's forbidden to be senech on this, to give stucker, liyez me udeb manoshim lahar besichay moem chasashon. To be Meudah with women, to speak a lot with them, Chazal Shalom, And give stucker that wouldn't, it could not be semichan in stucker in a case like that. It wouldn't help him completely, it would just help him that it shouldn't be mazik, it shouldn't hurt him too much. You should give stucker, even though you give stucker, and the poor people are like the Bnei Yisrach, you provide for them. Still, you should not speak to women too much. But if a person gives stucker, then the Yisrach is only, he shouldn't do a lot of it. He shouldn't talk a lot to women. But if he's forced to go out in business, that which he's forced to, he's not going more than he's forced to, that won't do him any harm through stucker. This that he saved, this skula is done through tztaka, which saves them from hudim of niyuf. Shehem bechinas avi avos hatumah. Those are hudim of bechinas avi avos hatumah, bechinas mes. The mes himself is the avi avos hatumah. Tztaka matzalas mehem. Tztaka saves from this mes, this avi avos hatumah, from this hudim niyuf. The chiyah is stoker tatzlim mavis. Stoker saves a person from mavis, from misa mace, which is the chiyah of the yehudim shalniyah. Hashem yatzilenu. Hashem should save us from these yehudim, to retire our machshavis and our meisim, to be zecher to tikkun habris. Hashem. Guten Morgen, Television Gimel. Anyone who says daish no, she yesh tzaddik gadol miyoid. There is a tzaddik who was so great. She'ein ha'olam yochel espatu shasay. The world cannot even bear his great kedusha. Al kein hu misalamir, therefore he is very hidden. The enirei mimeno shum kedusha or precious yisrael. People do not see from him any unusual kedusha, holiness or precious. Se machmas gedul kedusha samiyoid. This is because of his great kedusha. Then I'll give a moshul example too with the Shemus of Hashem. The Shem Yudkevodke is nista. We don't even read it. We don't say anything of kedusha with it. Shem al dalad is read the way it's written. There we see the Kedusha. And yet, the Shem Havaya is so holy that the Kedusha is hidden completely. It's nister from us. Zeh b'chinas, kol ha-shidim kodesh, shid ha-shidim kodesh kodesh. The Mishnah says that all the shidim and the ksuvim are holy. Shid ha-shidim is holy of holies, more holy than they. And so, shid ha-shidim hu kodesh mi'od yoseh have mi'kol ha-sforim. The Shira Shirim is holier and higher than the other Sforim of Ksuvim. Hini Matzin, the Shnei HaMelech Olav HaShalom Chibe Shleisha Sforim, Mishlei Kehelas Shira Shirim, Shnei HaMelech Olav HaShalom Mechabe composed these three Sforim, Mishlei Kehelas and Shira Shirim, will be Emes Mishlei Kehelas, Heim Kuvam Olayim Musa V'Yidah Shemayim Yoid. Mishlei Kehelas are filled with words of Musa and Yidah Shemayim. Matzin Uvahem, Teves Kedusha V'Tara Kamapamim. We find many times in these two Sforim, Mishlei Kehelas, the words of Kedusha and Tara. You will not find it at all the words of Kedusha and Tara whatsoever. Like I am a Tishkach. But through you'll find there's not one mention made of the word Kodesh V'Torah. The entire Sefer, which is supposed to be so holy, will not find one mention of the word Kodesh and Torah. Because of the great power of his Kedusha, you do not see openly any Kedusha. Therefore, you do not find any Kedusha and Tara whatsoever. But actually, it's because it's so holy above us that the Kedusha and Tara is hidden. But really, it stands high above the others. Nosazal says the same thing is with the Chag HaPurim. That Purim is so holy, it's far above the other Yom Tov. Anyone says that Purim will never become bottle. Anyone says too that Yom Kippurim, which is the Yom Ha'Noyim, still is Yom Kippurim. So in Daima, it's not exactly the same Kedusha as Purim itself. And yet the Kedusha of Purim is completely hidden. It's so hidden that it comes out never on a Shabbos, it's always during the week. And it's always at a time during the week when the Happy Halacha is allowed to do Malacha on Purim, because it means even less than any other Yom Tov, because the Kedusha is completely hidden. It's so high a Kedusha that it's completely in this Alam Yimeno. Same too, there is a Tzadik Gadol Mi'od. But the world cannot bear his Kedusha, so therefore the Tzaddik doesn't show out any Kedusha, but actually he is far above all the other Tzaddikim. Baruch Hashem. Kutu Menan Tevejim Dalet. Ben Yol says, Mishu Miyulev in Ha'akum. One who is Miyulev, goes around among the Goyim. Dahin Hashiyesh Day Asokim Asamatim Mohem. He has business dealings with them. He's forced to be among them. He has to guard himself very, very much that it shouldn't do him any harm. Because it's very easy then to be caught in their trap, to separate himself from his madrega of Yiddishkeit that he has. Not only the person is in this elam hazeh, this elam ha'asiyah, this slow elam ha'asiyah, Hashem Malachim ain't lehem teich lamed b'zeh, in which even angels haven't got the power to remain, to stand strongly in this world with Kedusha. One time Malachim came down, Azal and Azal came out of this world, and they were caught in the Yedeshes of this world, Achmon Oslan. They could never go back, they're in the Holy Cheshach. The Emes Yisrael yesh lehem teich yesim Malachim. The Emes, the Jews, have a greater power of Malachim. Bihem yechelam lamed b'zeh ha'elam, or it is gabel ha'mazeh. They have the courage to stay in this world and to overpower the tivus, the evil of this world. Only Dalek Vedis for Hashem to be the Kamas Dalek Hashem, even in the slow world. I believe is Gamkim Yudhim Akam, but they should be here and also be mixed together with the Goyim, Chas Hashem Zek Koshim Yay. This is very, very difficult for a Jew. Okay, and therefore, Tzorach Lishmer Atzimi, Oid Miyayd. If Chas Hashem has to be among Goyim with business dealings, he has to guard himself very, very much. He should be very strong. He should set himself very strong. He shouldn't have shown fall from his slip or fall from his madrega of kashrus and yiddishkeit. He should strengthen himself with emunah shlema and with meisim tevim and tamayim teira. He should remain solid in his emunah and kedusha. Baruch Hashem.